You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County's Carrizo Plain National Monument survived last year's effort by the Trump administration to shrink or revoke national monuments across the country. But on Friday, the news broke that the U.S. Department of the Interior has approved new oil drilling in a pipeline in the national monument.
Last month, the Bureau of Land Management approved oil company's request to drill a new well in the Carrizo Plain National Monument, and it would be the first well drilled out there since the monument was established 17 years ago in 2001.
That's Jeff Kuiper with Los Padres Forest Watch. On Friday, environmental groups filed an appeal with the Bureau of Land Management asking the agency to reconsider approving renewed drilling. The oil company says the oil field has been around for decades, and they'll drill the new well on an existing pad using an existing pipeline footprint and access roads. That's an environmental best practice, says a company spokesperson. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, is the federal agency that oversees the national monument. In 2011, independent oil producer E&B Natural Resources applied to the BLM to drill a new well in the Russell Ranch oil field, grandfathered in when the national monument status was established. It's one of the lowest producing oil fields in the state, but with the current federal energy climate, the company now seeks to extract whatever petroleum is left there. But in 2016, the BLM and the company had agreed it would abandon two of its federal leases in the Carrizo Plain National Monument. Here's Kuiper again.
And now we're seeing the agency do an about-face and approve oil drilling in the same area that they agreed to restore to natural conditions just 2 years ago.
News of the BLM permit to renew oil drilling in the Carrizo Plain was met with surprise by many on the Central Coast. Here's San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Bruce Gibson.
This seems like a terrible idea to me. It looks to me to be a deliberate insult by the Trump administration to this county, sort of like their proposals to restart offshore oil leasing.
The environmental groups say the permit violates the Antiquities Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the Resource Management Plan for the National Monument. Their filing asked the BLM Appeals Board and the agency's California director to block any action by the oil company until the decision is reconsidered. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.